Time now for Praying Pals with host Stacey Ruth Stolting.
Right now, as I write this devotional, I'm working where I can see birds at my new bird feeders. Yes, I love birds. And so it's always just so pleasant to be able to just kind of look out and see them. And you know what happened, though? Squirrels recently decided to take out frustration on my old bird feeders. Yeah, they must have some real stress in their life because they chewed through that plastic like you can't believe. I know I shouldn't have had a plastic bird feeder and all that, but live and learn. It was cheap at the time, you know how that is. But I have learned, and I now have, you know, totally squirrel-proof bird feeders. And I have seen something special take place. At first, the new feeders appeared to be kind of like a study for the birds. They'd just kind of look at it from the distance, but they wouldn't get too close. But then, once a brave bird came and began feasting, the others suddenly appeared and joined exponentially. You know, we need to be like that brave bird, and we need to be feasting on God's word and show others the way to his love and truth in Jesus Christ. We need to sing of his love, tell of his gospel, share of his grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I can't even begin to say how much I praise the Lord that he really, really loves us, and we have his word. So take God's word for it. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? That's what Jesus said. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us. Thank you for loving us so much that you sent Jesus on the cross to bear all our mistakes, all our sins, bear them and take the punishment for us. We thank you that you rose from the dead, Jesus. We thank you that you are living and that you are willing to come into our hearts, and we invite you to do so. We receive you as Savior and Lord on a personal level right now. We just ask you to rule our lives. We repent of our sins. We realize that your ways are the only ways, and that you have shared your word so that we would know what's best for us. So we trust in you. We thank you, Lord, that you value us so much. And that you love us so much. And Lord, we recognize that it's nothing to do with us and all to do with you and your love and your character. Thank you for being good. Thank you for being trustworthy. Thank you for being the Lord of all good things, and that you give us all good things. Every good and perfect gift does come from you. And we recognize that you alone are God and there is no other. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Prayer tip of the week. When you see birds, take a moment and thank the Lord for his love and unparalleled provision for you. I mean, the tremendous generosity and grace of God amazes me. Remember Psalm 34:10? Those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. So let's stay involved in church. Enjoy Jesus and join us at prayingpals.org for extra prayer support 24/7. Until next time, have a bright, blessed week, my friends, because Jesus still reigns.
That has been Praying Pals with host Stacey Ruth Stolting.